3 months after the deadly Oso landslide, Snohomish County is again looking at options to tighten land use policy in slide-prone areas. More from KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Three proposals will be the subject of a public hearing today in Everett. Two of them would stop new construction in the immediate area of the Oso Slide and in the flood zone east of it. A third ordinance would affect development countywide by increasing permitting and title requirements for properties near steep slopes. Kristen Kelly is with the growth management watchdog group FutureWise. She's planning to testify in favor of all three. She says they're good first steps.
We need to stop building in hazardous areas, floodplain areas, landslide hazardous areas, places where we know there's true risk. And it's not just the risk to the homeowner, it's risk for the whole community because we all pay in some way when these things happen.
This discussion's been ongoing. A month after the Oso Slide, the county first took up the idea of a six-month moratorium on all new developments within a half mile of steep slopes. But the council abandoned that idea after it became clear it would have halted new home construction in most of the county. Now they're looking at narrower definitions and measures such as mandatory geotechnical studies and disclosures of risks to home buyers. Some of the proposed measures are controversial because of concerns about property rights and the ability to rebuild after the Oso Slide. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.